Hello, it's Dick Dillon.
Who's calling, please?
My name is Scumpy Jones. I'm from WPLK in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin.
In Fond du Lac? God, one of my old stomping grounds.
How are you, sir?
Well, what can I do for you?
Do you have 5 minutes for just a quick...
Hold on a second, will you?
Thank you.
John...
You are about to get goofed.
You there?
Yes, sir.
Hold on. Oh, boy.
You're real busy, huh?
We just got back from driving 12,600 and some odd miles, and we were on the road for 69 days in concert, and it's my fourth tour across the country.
Well, that's great.
From ocean to ocean.
Well, you have many fans in this region.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know what? Fond du Lac is a very, very, this is crazy. Whenever, many years ago, I went to Fond du Lac and I played at a place called the Black Cat.
The Black Cat.
Remember that place?
Yes, I do.
No, don't tell me.
Yes. My father has told me about that place many times.
Yep, I played there at the Black Cat and the guy never paid me and there it was, snowing blizzards. So I went to the union to try to get the money and the union was some guy in a house and who never answered the door.
No wonder unions aren't powerful anymore.
Right. So then I had to go, and there I was with no money, in a blizzard and a storm, watching those beautiful Canadian geese flock all over those beautiful fields, because I'm an environmentalist.
Right.
And then what happened was, I said to my guys, well, we had this motorhome. I stayed there in the motorhome, turned on the propane, turned on the stove. We spent the night, went to the Better Business Bureau.
Right.
They couldn't help me unless I spent another month there.
Holy mackerel. So I guess you don't have many fond memories of Fond du Lac.
So
it's un-Fond du Lac.
So I said, screw it. And then I went up to Appleton, Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
And played there, and I did get paid, and the people fed us there, and I came back. But I love Fond du Lac, and I love Appleton, and those, I always talk about my fondest memories. My fondest memories, no, honey, I'm going to feed them soon. My fondest memories are going in there because I know that the Evan Rude outboard motor is made there.
Yes.
And I used to have my little old Evan Rude on the back of my little old boat, and I used to go fishing.
Wow.
And Dick, I can't go fishing anymore because I don't want to kill a fish.
Oh, I see. Dick,
so,
anyhow,
I really, really cared about Fond du Lac, Wisconsin.
One of the things that people wanted me to ask you was a little bit about your equipment.
I was just talking about that with somebody just now. That we're in the process of trying to... My original equipment is the original... we ended up blowing up 40, 50 amplifiers and catching speakers on fire till we ended up with the D130 15-inch Lansing, meaning Fender. And this was in the mid-50s, going into the late 50s, and when we finally came up...
You blew up that many speakers?
Pardon?
You blew up that many speakers?
Over 48 amplifiers, yeah.
Wow. I didn't know accordions were so powerful.
Accordions?
Well, you play the accordion, correct?
No.
Isn't this Dick Dale from the Lawrence Welk Orchestra?
Hell no. This is Dick Dale, the father of heavy metal.
What? Oh, I'm not familiar with you. I thought this was Dick Dale from the Lawrence Welk Orchestra.
Hell no.
We're into polka music.
Did you ever hear of Jimi Hendrix?
Well, yes.
And Stevie Ray Vaughan?
Yes.
Well, I'm the guy who taught these guys.
No kidding.
I'm the guy who created the first... The Fender Stratocaster amplifier with Leo Fender and the Showman amplifiers. And
I didn't know that. I have a polka station.
No kidding. You know the movie that's out now, Pulp Fiction?
Yes.
That's my song, Miz Lou, the guitar worker, and it's just gone.
Oh.
No, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Dick.
Yes, I am. Well, let me ask you this. Do you have Dick Dale, the accordion player's phone number?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. Okay, sir. Well, thank you very much.
But I was raised playing polka music also on my trumpet.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.